Hi, is this Kendall?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Kendall, this is Sam down in our Clive office. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm good, but I'm not lottery winning good. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, I was right place at the right time, I guess.
Yeah, so what's going through your head right now?
Well, I guess we're just trying to figure out what we're going to probably do with it.
Yeah?
And just taking that over and probably do a little paying off bills, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe some mortgage.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So did you just scratch the ticket today, or?
No, I bought it last Saturday morning.
Okay.
We just had to come see some relatives, so we just waited till now to bring the ticket and cash it in.
Gotcha. So can you kind of walk me through your story, where you bought it and where you scratched it?
Well, Saturday morning I was running some errands and I picked up the same ticket, cash wheel, at another convenience store, and it was a loser. And I thought, I better get home. My wife is waiting for me, and I had like $7 worth of winners up on my visor, my pickup. So I thought, well, I'll just swing in here and throw another $3 with it and buy a couple $5 lottery tickets. And I've been kind of liking these cash wheels, so I bought one of those, and I bought one of those, I can't think of it, it's a pink $5 ticket.
Oh, yeah. Lady Luck? Yeah.
So I went home, and I go out to my garage, my little man cave, and I scratched off the Lady Luck, and it was a loser. And I was sitting there watching TV and drinking coffee, and I started scratching off the other one, and I got the first three numbers on the 50,000, and I looked at it, and I needed a 38 yet, and I'll never see that 38. And I scratched off about four more numbers, and the fourth number I scratched off was the 38. So I kind of looked at it in dismay, and oh my God, I didn't just do this, did I? And I looked at it again, and I went running in the house and asked my wife to look at it to make sure I wasn't seeing things, and sure enough, we won the ticket. I got the ticket right.
Oh, man. Can you, for people who have never won the lottery before, can you kind of walk us through what's going through your head the minute you scratch off that 38 and realize that this is the big winner?
Well, I guess first thing that threw my head is this really right? I don't know. I guess I was kind of in awe and thinking I've never done this before, and I looked at it again to make sure it was a $50,000 win. And, I guess I don't know what was really going through my head, sir. I kind of felt like Jed Clampett when I went in and talked to my wife.
How many times did you check the numbers just to make sure you had them right?
Well, I've looked at it several times over the weekend, and we went down to my in-laws, and they, my mother-in-law looked at it, and I said, look at this, Marge, and she looked at it and said, what is it? I said, well, it's a winner. I had a little luck today, and she screamed, and she won $2,500 at the casino here a couple weeks ago, and she says, well, I guess you got me beat, Kendall.
That's awesome. So what did your wife say when you brought it inside to show her?
Well, let's see, I can't really remember. Do you remember what you said, Rhonda? I think she kind of...
I said, I knew there was a reason I love you.
Oh. She said that she knew there was a reason she loved me. And she came running up and gave me a big hug, and we just kind of looked at each other in awe and said, what do we do now?
So did you take it to any like convenience store or anything to have it checked, or were you pretty confident you had the winner?
Well, I was pretty confident I had the winner, so I just kind of stuck it away till Monday morning. I thought, well, you know what? Because a few people were starting to hear about my good fortune. So I thought, you know what, maybe I better go have this checked just to make sure that I have to tell people that I lied to them. And sure enough, my nephew works, well, my cousin's son works at the Yesway where I bought it during the night, and I went there early in the morning before anybody was in there, basically, and he checked it out, and sure enough, it was a winner.
Oh, excellent.
So I took it back home, and I stashed it again.
Stash it till you could get into the lottery to claim it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
We came up to Clear Lake. We have relatives here, and we had to come up today for the car show and everything, so we just thought we'd wait till the day to bring it up.
Oh, sure, yeah. That's a nice little trip.
Yes, yes. Kill two birds with one stone, I guess.
Absolutely. Could I ask what your wife's name is?
My wife's name is Rhonda.
Rhonda. Is that R-O-N-D-A?
R-H-O-N-D-A.
Okay, perfect. And then I wanted to ask you a couple other questions. What do you like in particular about the cash wheel ticket?
Well, I don't know. I guess it just drew my eye because it's kind of like Wheel of Fortune, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I bought a few of them, and it seemed like I was winning, whether it was 5, 25, you know, 10, 15. So I just thought, well, I kind of like that ticket, so I just kept buying them.
Sure, yeah.
And it turned out for me.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, that's the first time something like this has ever happened, so.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty exciting, huh?
Oh, yeah, pretty exciting.
So do you plan to keep playing, or do you think you're going to rest on this win for a while?
Oh, I'll probably play some more. See, I usually don't, well, this is only a $5 ticket, but I usually just buy the cheaper ones unless I win something, and I might purchase a higher-priced one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I usually, $5 ones, I do that every once in a while, but I do the $2 ones probably more than I do the $5 ones.
Sure, sure. Okay. So you said you were going to pay some bills and maybe pay down the mortgage a little bit with the winnings?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Excellent.
We're still kind of talking that over, and we might give our two children a little bit just to make them happy, I guess.
Sure, yeah. It's always fun when you can share with your family and friends. Yeah, that's great.
And Kendall, that's about my story, I guess.
Yeah, that's awesome. Can I ask how old you are, Kendall?
I'm 59. 59,
okay. And where do you work? Are you retired?
No, I work for Van Dees Supply Company in Webster City, Iowa.
Van Dees.
I've worked there for 32 years, going on 32 years.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Excellent. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me, and congratulations once again, Kendall.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Clear Lake.
Yes, I sure will.
All right.
A little better now.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? You'll be sleeping easy tonight.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, congratulations once again. We're really happy for you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.